Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
If you've been anywhere near Hornbeam Park over the last months, then you may well have noticed a lot of building work going on as Harrogate College undergoes a huge redevelopment programme. And I'm delighted to welcome Grace from Harrogate College to the show this evening to tell us about what is going on. So just remind us, Grace, or if someone hasn't been around the Hornbeam Park area of Harrogate, what the programme is, how much it's costing, because it's a good investment, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's an extremely exciting time for us all at Harrogate College and for new and returning students. In September, they're going to be the first group of students to be able to access our brand new £6 million campus redevelopment, opening in September 2016. So that will see brand new industry standard facilities, which will include the build of our massive, it's really big, technology centre. So that's going to house the motor vehicle workshops, electrical, joinery, some of the construction trades, welding. So that's a fantastic, massive new space. And the front of what is currently known as A Block is going to be our high street concept. So that'll be where our HD2 cafe is, Bistro on the Park, which is our training restaurant and training kitchen, and our hair salon, part of the Image Academy.
So this is exciting because A Block is the one that people kind of recognise, the one they think of for Harrogate College, isn't it? But I didn't know that we had a name for the restaurant.
We do.
Yeah, I didn't know, because it was previously in the old building, it was the Metro restaurant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this is news.
Yep, big news, rebranded.
And what was it called again? Bistro on the Park. I like it.
Yes.
Very good.
So obviously with us being on Hornbeam Park, we thought it'd be lovely to just play on that a little bit.
Lovely.
And our hair and beauty salons have been rebranded and they're going to be called the Image Academy.
Awesome. I like it. That kind of sums it all up, doesn't it? Because it is an academy, a training place.
Absolutely,
Image is very good as well. Yep. And these are great places because, and one of the main reasons for doing this redevelopment, because it's got a big glass frontage. If you go past right now, you can see, I always love it when they're building with glass because they put big taped
stickers
crosses on the glass so that nobody walks into it or thinks that it's not there.
Exactly, yeah.
You can see it at the moment. And the whole point is to bring it more to the public, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. All of our cafe, restaurant, hair and beauty salons, they're going to be open to the public as they are now, but they'll be in a much more prominent position.
Yeah.
So you can just walk in, have a meal, have a treatment, all open to the public, which really helps our students to learn in a real life working environment with members of the public. So, and it's a lot cheaper than going.
Well,
going
we spoke to on this show a few weeks ago now, and you can find that on the website, strayfm.com. Click on specialist shows, go to education and training. So one of your tutors from the beauty courses, who told us all about the treatments that they offer, and they are so cheap, aren't they?
Really cheap.
So you get to help somebody by going for a treatment.
Absolutely. What more do you want?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a very good way of putting
it. The technology block, that sounds exciting as well.
Yeah.
So is that round the back?
That's round the back. So as you would come through the car park, it's behind the main building now. You can't miss it, really. It's rather large.
And if you're wanting to learn a trade, you know, the welding and all those things that you talked about, being able to do it in state-of-the-art facilities using what I imagine is going to be a lot of the latest kind of kit in those industries.
Yeah.
It's going to set you on a real good footing, isn't it? I mean, some people may come out and you might go back to equipment that was used previously at some of your businesses because maybe they haven't kept up quite with where the college is going to be at. But knowing what you're doing on the most modern stuff is going to give you such a great footing to be on, isn't
Absolutely, it? Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Howden's Joinery have also donated lots of materials and booths ready for the new technology building, and also Dunnington's Electrical have also done the same with the electrical booths that students need to practice on. So we're very grateful for local businesses who want to get involved and donate equipment.
Fantastic, because I'm sure they'll see some return in that investment, because they'll probably employ some of your graduates in
the
future, won't they?
Dunnington's Electrical have taken on one of our electrical apprentices who, funnily enough, just ended up working on the campus redevelopment because they were one of the contractors. So
I was
really excited.
I thought I was done here, and here I am again.
Yeah.
I can vouch for Howden Timber as well because my kitchen units are from there. So yeah, they're very good.
Fabulous. That's what we like to hear. Good stuff.
And any other updates for us? And are we on track for September?
We are indeed.
This
yes. All full steam ahead. So students have left now, so we can crack on with moving everybody over from currently B and C blocks. So we move out of there over into our new facilities. So art and design are moving this week into their brand new areas, which have all been redone and kitted out. And they're on the top floor overlooking the Yorkshire Showground. So there's some fantastic views for them. Inspirational views up there for them to be looking at whilst they're working. Our beauty salon and training kitchens are just behind the high street, so they're all coming along very nicely as well. So they'll be very nice and relaxing and peaceful.
Brilliant.
So on the 3rd of September, Saturday 3rd of September, 10 till 12, we're hosting an open doors. Anybody who's interested, who wants to come and look around at the new facilities, can come and take a tour.
I love
Find out a bit more information.
I love this. Every nosy parker across the whole of the Stray FM areas is just pricked up. Yes, I want to go and see this. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So please come along, take a tour, find out some information.
And of course, there's loads of reasons to do that. Obviously, being nosy is at the forefront of my mind. But other reasons to do that are, clearly, if you've got young people in your family approaching the age of wanting to go on a college course, worth coming to have a look and factoring that into your decisions.
Yeah.
Equally, if you work in Hornbeam Park or live near Hornbeam Park or occasionally come to Hornbeam Park for any reason, why not come down and have a look if you're just driving past, maybe on your way to Morrison's,
Sainsbury's.
Come have a look, and then you never know, you might end up there for lunch and have a cheap lunch in one of the restaurants.
Exactly.
Or you might end up going, actually, do you know what? I'm going to give it a try for a beauty treatment as well. Save yourself some cash. Why not? So
like
that was Saturday, the 3rd of September,
10 till 12.
I'm sure we'll talk about more that
prior
to that date. Grace, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I give you my full heartfelt sympathy for the building work you've had to have been through, because we've had 6 weeks here at Stray FM and it's been horrible.
It's all worth it though.
It totally is, as you can see from this lovely studio we're sat in.
Love it.
Grace, thank you so much. And next week with Harrogate College on this very show, we will be talking to you and your colleagues at the Great Yorkshire Show.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's very exciting.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.